Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Shnas Tov Shin Pei Zayin, we daven that it should be a year of Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael, for Yechid and for the Tzibur. We certainly can use a good Keben Shtyar, and Bezos Hashem will get it. Let me share with you a Dvar Halacha, which connects to a Dvar Machshava regarding the upcoming Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And I'd like to be magdim that the difference between Zechrinos and Shofaros and Malchios needs a little bit of a better understanding, the distinction between them, what we're thinking in each case, and perhaps this will help. Well, let's step back. There's a psak brought in the Chayei Adam in the name of Rav Avila, I don't know how to pronounce it, one of the Dayanim, one of the famous Dayanim of Vilna in his generation. There is one the Chayei Adam in Klachov Dalit or his Yud, back when it talks about Shemini Esrei in general. And there he says the following. He says, if the first night of Rosh Hashanah somebody slips and says a Kel HaKadosh instead of a Melech HaKadosh, normally you have to repeat the Shemini Esrei. He says, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to repeat Shemini Esrei. It's similar to the night of any Rosh Chodesh. Any Leil Rosh Chodesh, if a person forgets Yalav Yovah in Shemini Esrei, he need not repeat Shemini Esrei. Why? Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yovah is Ma'akim in Shemini Esrei. The answer is that Rosh Chodesh was established by the Beis Din, by the Sanhedrin. It was established only by day, but the dinim don't paskin at night. So Ma'ariv time, a person would not yet know if this day has been declared Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, Yalav Yovah is not Ma'akev. Hu Hadin, saying HaMelech HaKadosh, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, has not yet been established. And therefore, even though we know it will be determined that this is Rosh Hashanah, and L'chatzila, we treat it as Rosh Hashanah, but B'di'eved, it's not Ma'akev. That's the psak that the Chayei Adam brings. Many are matmiya, have a question on this psak, among them the Beis Halevi in Tshuva Mem Beis. And they ask that the psak itself seems to be missing something. In what way? The Zokta Beis Halevi, if he damned a weekday Shemini Esrei at night and said Arkel HaKadosh, so okay, it's like Rosh Chodesh. The night before, it's not yet firmly established that this will be a Yom Tov, and therefore, a non-Rosh Chodesh, that Shemini Esrei is good, and equivalently, a non-Rosh Hashanah, Shemini Esrei is good. However, if you have a man who said a Yom Tov Shemini Esrei, he said a complete Yom Tov Shemini Esrei, Mekadosh Yisrael V'yam HaZikaron, just that when it came to HaMelech HaKadosh, he said HaKel HaKadosh. Somebody like this, we say to him, you must repeat Shemini Esrei Memanashach. If you felt it was a weekday, then you're okay with saying HaKel HaKadosh, but you said the wrong Shemini Esrei. You needed 19 brachas. If you understood it was a Yom Tov, so it's appropriate that you said the Yom Tov Shemini Esrei, but then HaMelech HaKadosh is Ma'akev. So this is the Dover Pella, the Kasha on this Psak of Rav Avila. In the Binyan Shleimer, the Shastra is Binyan Shleimer was a dying in Vilna. In the Hosafos, Simin Yud Ches, he says the Teretz. In order to make the Teretz a little more understandable, I would like to be magdim the following idea. When we say Zechrinos on Rosh Hashanah, we say Mereshis Kuzay Saidata Mulfanim Oisa Galisa Zehayim Tchilas Masechas Yikarein Liam Rishain. In Zechrinos, we say Zechrinos is the day of creation. Yikarein Liam Rishain, the anniversary of creation. That's what Zechrinos refers to. We say Mereshis Kuzay Saidata before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that the first day of Tishrei is Yom HaDin, he told us that the world was created on this day. In other words, there are two aspects to the day. One aspect of the day is that it's the Yom HaZikaron, a zecher to the day of the original creation. In that aspect, it's like every Yom Tov is a commemoration or an identification with a specific thing that happened on that day, whether it's Yetzias Mitzrayim or Matan Torah. It identifies with something special about that day. Yom HaZikaron identifies with the creation of the world. Then there's the idea that this is the Yom HaDin. This is a day of judgment, and there's two separate dinim. There's two separate dinim, the Yom Tov of the day and the Yom HaDin of the day. Says the Binyan Shlaimai, on the night of Rosh Hashanah, he said a full Shemoneh Esrei. He knows it's Yom Tov. The first thing he understands. What about the second one? What about the aspect of Yom HaDin? By the aspect of Yom HaDin, we have a rule that Ein Bezen Shalmaila Yoshim B'din Arad Shebezen Shalmata is Kaveya, that it's the day to be in Din. The Bezen Shalmaila, so to speak, subordinates its identification of the day to the Bezen Shalmata. That's what Rabbi is saying. The Hamelach HaKadosh, the idea of Kadosh Baruch is the Melach HaYeshev HaDin, that is not yet determined. I called it a Yantif? Yes, it's a Yantif. And Mereshis Kazay Seidata. It's in the Kuda, which is mentioned in the Pachad Yitzchak. I believe it's in his first Ta'aro, which is at the end of Maimer Chav Ches. This Nekuda, I can't say he says this whole thing, but the Nekuda he says that there are two aspects to the day. And the Bein Shleima is identifying that in this psak, that even if it's Yom Tov, Mereshis Kazay Seidata, it's Yom Tov. But is it Yom HaDin? Is it Mezunder HaDin? It gives us a little bit of a window into what we're davening. We daven Zechreinais, we're davening about the Zikaron L'Yom Rishon, about the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the creator and the person who makes everything happen, who controls everything in the world. That's the Zechreinais. The Shayfrais is Yom HaDin. The Shayfrais is the Yom HaDin. When you blow a Shayfar in the city, the people in the city, Amla Yecharadu, aren't they frightened of the Yom HaDin? Two separate aspects. Perhaps it could help us in our Kavanah, in Zechreinais, and in Shaifris, of course, Machias, the Icarus, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that gives us a little bit of a help, a little bit of an insight into understanding. The second idea I'd like to share with you also has to do with helping something we express in davening. We express multiple times the idea of Slicha and Mechila and Kapara, three separate things, and honestly, it's sometimes very confusing, even when you look into different mafarshim, to get a good handle on all three of them. In Rav Shushan Pinkus, in his Sefer, he brings, as he often does, clarity to this. He says, Slicha, we find an example of someone you owe money to, and the person says, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm not collecting. It's due. I'm not collecting. That's solachti. Solachti means the debt still is outstanding. But I'm not collecting. For example, solachti kidvarecha. Hashem agreed that he forgave, as Moshe Rabbeinu asked by the Maragba. Ulam chayoni, however, Hashem says, this generation is not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Yom Hashanah, Yom Hashanah, there's going to be, they're not going to survive. He said, Solachti. Solachti means I'm not collecting now. Olam Chayani, Yaakovish Baruch collected one day each year of the 40 years. So Slicha, the debt still exists, but it gets pushed off. Mechila is to forgive the debt. We know that if somebody owes you money and you say Amechu, then the debt is forgiven. Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Yud Beis, quote, Mechila ain tzricha kinyan. A short machaber. If you're Michael, you don't need a kinyan. If you're Michael, without anything, just with the words, the debt is erased. It's a higher level. Kapara is a higher level still. Kapara is a lashon of wiping away. We find the expression of kapara to mean to wipe. And the idea of kapara is to wipe away the stain, the roshim, the timtum, the damage done by an aveir. So that kapara is the highest level. Kapara is not simple. Kapara comes with what? With tshuva mechila works. Kapara requires something more. Sometimes Rachman al-Sana requires Yisur. Sometimes it requires a carbon. Present in tshuva, he still brings a carbon. Yom Kippur, Yitzuma Shoyay Mechaper, the day of Yom Kippur forgives. Kapara is that once there's Sichel Mechila, Kapara is to erase it away. That answers why the Gemara says, Itzume Shoyay Mechaper, the day itself is Mechaper. But yet, if you have a person who ignores Yom Kippur, nobody holds that the day is Mechaper. Just he does nothing, he doesn't serve a Kaddish Baruch, he doesn't recognize the day is Itzume Shoyay Mechaper. The answer is Mechaper, you do things, you deserve Slichel Mechila. Now, Itzume Shoyay Mechaper. The day itself could be something additional, something that makes that it's a kapara, that it's something that that caused the avera, even the stain of the avera, to go away. That explains another thing. In Masechtas Yuma, it says if someone didn't do a mitzvah saseh and he does tshuva, ein ezaz misham ad shemaykum lai, he's immediately forgiven. If someone's ever on a lais saseh, Gemara says, tshuva taila, tshuva leaves it hanging, Yom Kippur mechaber. Seems that by a lais asay, it needs Yom Kippur mechaber, not by an asay. Answer is, by a lais asay, you did something bad. You caused a stain. You need Yom Kippur to be a mechaber. On failing to do an asay, you're missing a maila. You're missing something. So, slicha mechila can get you forgiveness for this. And it doesn't show. Ah, shemaych lalai is not it's not the level of it being a stain. So the point, of course, here is to be a chaven in our davening, to think when we daven, to think about that we beg Hashem for slicha, for mechila and kapara, to wipe away the effects, the stain of the thing that we did. In the Yud Gimel Midas, the last midah is v'nakeh. I always try to have kavan, especially by Venake, because Venake is like the neglected Yud Gimel Midas. A person with great fervor starts, Hashem, Hashem, Karach HaMachanun, and like a dying siren, as he gets to moves on, he suddenly becomes a little less focused and a little quieter. And Venake is like the stepchild. What do you mean it's the stepchild? Venake is one of the Yud Gimel Midas. It's a mid of Hashem. And what is it? Venake is to clean away, to make pure. The Baal HaFlah told us some cipher that the 13 chapters of Masechtas Ksubis are connected to Yud Gimel Midas, the Yud Gimel Midas of Hashem. In whatever private way it is, he said that Masechtas Ksubis is the Ksubis of Klal Yisrael. The 13th chapter of Ksubis talks about Eretz Yisrael. The Chiper al Masayamai, so which is Be'etzim a Kapara. The 13th Midah is Venake a Midah of Kapara, to wash away the effects, the stains of Averis that we have done. And so, a little bit of insight into Zechrinais, a little bit of insight into Sicha Mechilo Kapara, let's talk about Zaycha. We should be Zaycha Sicha Mechilo Kapara. We should be Zaycha. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Nifkid Asara, and Rivka and Chana, that they were, and Rachel and Chana, we see Gemara says that they were remembered, that they were zechet to children and stuff, Yir Aleph, in Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean everyone is remembered on Rosh Hashanah? Rashi says Rosh Hashanah Nifkada. That means that the Pesach and Shemayim was they'll have children. Everyone is judged. I saw beautiful teretz. Not everyone is decided on Rosh Hashanah. Many people have to wait till Yom Kippur to get a Pesach din that they'll have children. These extraordinary tzitkaniyahs, there was Zeich already on Rosh Hashanah. Beinim atayim ba'ayim dim until Yom Kippur. Mebaitnish klal yisrael mitbeinim. You don't build klal yisrael with beinim. You have to strive to be from the Rishayim, from the ones who get it right, the ones who strive as much as they could for perfection. And so, with that thought, I would like to wish everyone a wonderful Tav Shin Pei Zayin, a meaningful Rosh Hashanah. Our preparation Rosh Hashanah should go well, Erev Rosh Hashanah. May it be a tremendous, tremendous Aliyah, the Aveda, the work of preparing for Rosh Hashanah, which is a great opportunity to be in the Salah. Agut Nishavis, Agut Niyantif, Agut Kebenshiyar to one and all.